Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Troikas, distinguished delegate. On behalf of the delegation of Cambodia, I would like to begin by expressing our gratitude for the interactive dialogue during our UPR session. We very much appreciate the constructive engagement of the esteemed member state who helped contribute to our UPR and active participation of all delegations. The fourth UPR is a unique opportunity to demonstrate to the member state Cambodia's commitment to the promotion and protection of human rights for our people in a constructive and cooperative manner. It is intended as a moment to take stock, assess the implementation of recommendations received in previous cycle, and to raise up the possible improvement on the substance and the process of implementation and follow-up. The success of the mechanism very much depends on its impact on the ground. Since the last reviews, Cambodia has made significant effort and achieved notable milestones in advancing the enjoyment of human rights by our people. Civil and political rights have been strengthened. Socio-economic rights have been further enhanced. During our reviews, Cambodia receives overwhelming support and recognition from the esteemed member state for our cooperation with the UN Human Rights Mechanism, particularly the OACHR and Special Procedure. While commendations were also given for the initiative, such as reducing poverty, protecting women's rights, promoting inclusiveness of sexual orientation, and improve access to education and healthcare, among others. However, concerning freedom of expression, the press, assemblies, association, and political participation, we wish to reaffirm that freedom of expression and media's diversities are robust in the countries. Facilitated by widespread mobile internet access and a multitude of digital and traditional media outlets, citizens can freely voice their grievances through social media platforms, and the government welcome lawful rallies and constructive criticism for the enjoyment of the rights. Civil societies are also indubitably free and open, as stated by presence of more than 6,000 registered civil society organizations. Nevertheless, we appreciate the member state observation and recommendation, and we will duly consider them to further promote, protect, respect human rights, democracies, and the rule of law in the kingdom. While we had the pleasure of reviewing the recommendation received together with the Secretariat and the members of the Troika, Ghana, as reporters, Japan, and Montenegro. We simply appreciate the work they have done in drafting the report and thus valuable contributions to our review process. We would like to express our gratitude for your commendable dedication and professionalism. Mr. President, the Royal Government of Cambodia is not taking position on the recommendation for now, but we will carefully examine all the recommendations and we'll respond to them in due time, no later than the 57th session of the Human Rights Council. We highly appreciate the interest of the 100 member states that have made open, constructive observations and recommendations during the interactive dialogue. In line with the UPR principle, we commit to sincerely, carefully review them in consultation with stakeholders. We will take appropriate measures within our own ways, means, and resources to respond to this encouragement and to address the concern in order to further promote and protect the rights of our people, which have seen remarkable improvements over the past years, of which we are proud. Cambodia remains steadfast in its commitment to enhancing the human rights situation through dialogues and cooperation. We wish to reiterate our strong support and commitment to the UR process as a valuable platform for each member state to assess its human rights situation and to deliberate on strategies for improvement. It must remain an intergovernmental, state-driven, and action-oriented process, exercising in an objective, transparent, constructive, and cooperative manner. Before I conclude, I would like to thank Mr. President, Vice President, member of the Troikas, and member state for the engagement in the review process. We would also thank the Secretariat, the conference services, and interpreters for all the support and assistance. I thank you.